Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a sweet Saturday?
No.
Oh. Was it a sour Saturday?
I wouldn't call it a sour Saturday either, but it was no walk in the park for me.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you?
I found it to be quite challenging in some spots, but I was able to persevere eventually. But I think pretty much every answer I put in, I had to retract at one point or another. There was just, although, you know, it started off very promisingly. Napoleon had a large one across, and it was three letters. The answer was ego.
Right. Just I like, did get that right away.
It's just like, ooh, it's a gimme.
Yeah.
And then, and that was it. That was the gimme for the crossword, and they started off, so it sort of got my hope up.
I did number four cross, too. Cut close was sheer.
I went for shave.
I went for sheer, and then I took it out.
Mm.
And then I put it back in, and then I took it out.
So if it's,
but it turned out to be right, sheer.
I think if it's really a gimme, you never take it out.
Mm-hmm.
You just know, you know. But everywhere else, the clues were tricky. A two down was 70s Ford. And I briefly thought Gerald. And then I thought, really? But it started with a G, so I went with Gerald.
Gerald so Ford.
That sort of helped. And then three down, whom King Tut's mummy was made to resemble. Well, it was starting with an O, so I thought it had to be Osiris.
Yes.
So there were already two clues there that, you know, sort of two crosses off of ego that I was feeling pretty good about. But, but then it started to go downhill.
Well, for me, it was interesting. You know, I got one here and one there, and you know, I went through the whole puzzle, and I maybe had five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, this is going to be impossible. And then, you know, I started working here and working there, and eventually, you know, I kind of got the edges, but I absolutely could not get the middle. I had to have some help there.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know, I guess got tired of doing the puzzles, so I'm just like, nah. I didn't even want to come back to it this morning. I just thought, no, I'm just going to get a little help and get this done because it was already over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, it was a good puzzle, but a little more cryptic than yesterday's for sure.
Well, it was a Saturday.
Uh-huh. One that I was mad about was 33 down, conductor CG.
Ozawa.
Ozawa. And we have had that before.
Right.
And I forgot. I'm like, oh, what's his name? And is Ozawa.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that either. But what got me in that corner, or actually that's really in the center of the puzzle, I had 37 across, that being, once I get my machinery here to behave, washed out was Juan, so I had that. Mm-hmm. And then I had 32 down, that being catch, and that was, so I, and it was three letters, so I went for rub.
Right.
So I was able to just somehow... I'm not sure how I managed, but like 27 down, end of an overplayed pickup line. And I'm like, what could that be? And then I'm like, come here often? And it was often. Yeah, right. So I had a B and an N, so I was able to work out bacon for 35 across. That being component of a Cobb salad. And we just had a Cobb salad. I mean, not us physically, but it was in the crossword. And I had it ending in a Y, and I had an R and an S somewhere. And I thought, oh, it's greasy bacon. And I'm like, would they really put greasy bacon? That just sounded like a bad ingredient for a salad, but turned out to be crispy bacon.
That's right.
And the one right above it, 34 across, warm fuzzies for sentimental feelings.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But the one above that, I've never heard of this. Somebody better call the fire department. Because you just got burned. And the answer was boom roasted.
Right.
Never heard of that.
It's some sort of meme based on some sort of television show that I've never seen.
Oh.
But, yeah, I got all of that through the crosses. Uh-huh. 31 down, I mean, the B of boom was part of dips, so to speak, and that was bales.
Right.
That was pretty that was just on the edge. I mean, I guess when you bail, you dip into the water. I guess that's the point.
I don't know. I didn't get down. And of course, 30 down, I did not know at all. Mysterious ancient geoglyphs in the Peruvian desert were the Nazca lines.
Or the Nazcalines, or
I don't know. I didn't know that one at all.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's my favorite word to use in casual conversation. No, I did not know that either, but
And I didn't know the Shakespearean character either, 36 across. Toby Belch.
Oh, sorry.
Toby Blank, Twelfth Night character who says, "Thout, scholar, let us therefore eat and drink."
And it was
Toby Belch.
Toby Belch, which is a very memorable name when you...
Yeah, but I've never seen Twelfth Night. I don't know that play.
Yeah. I eventually got that somehow because I had the feeling it was sort of rude somehow. And I don't know, just some ancient memory. 35 down, box in a cab was CB radio.
Oh, yeah. I got that one, but boy, it took me a long time.
Yeah.
I had AM radio for a while.
Oh, okay.
But CB radio.
And then right next to that, bringing about was wrecking.
Yeah, as in wreaking.
Is it wreaking havoc or wrecking havoc?
I thought it was wreaking.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Mm-hmm. We'll have to. That could be a that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Segment topic. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got an A in it, not a C. It's not wrecking.
It is true. We'll investigate, okay. Listeners. We will investigate and, as always, report back. Let's see. There was a second gimme for me in the puzzle. Mythical figure who sacrificed an eye in order to drink from the well of knowledge. 50 across, Odin.
Odin, yes.
I knew that one. The one beneath it, I immediately got wrong. Pantry array. I had it ending in NS, and I thought buns. Because in your pantry, you might have buns. As opposed to the correct answer, which was tins.
I had cans.
Well, cans would
first
also...
First, I started with jars.
Oh.
And then I went to cans, and then I eventually figured out tins.
Mm.
So I got that corner all filled in.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much got the bottom and the top left. I thought I'm never gonna fix this one. I had the ego and Osiris, and then when I got elf hat, that helped me get 13 across, which was where you'll find women out to drink, which was lesbian bar.
Yes.
So
I think you have to emphasize the out.
Yes. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So so anyway, eventually I got that, and I definitely got the upper right corner, but boy, that middle just did me in. No.
But you know what I have observed is that when I'm working on these, the parts that I get stuck on, of course, it's the last part. But it's also the part where you're, by definition, the most tired because you've been working on it the most.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, let's see. What else did we have in the top left? We had 17 across, platonic outing, friend date.
Yes.
I was unfamiliar with that phrase, but it sounded right once I got it.
Right.
And 7 down, and sore must be the storm that could blank the little bird that kept so many warm, Dickinson. And the answer was abash.
That's right.
So that was... Oh, and I'll tell you another one that I found very difficult. 1 for 90 degrees, 4 down. And the answer was sign,
yes.
S-I-N-E.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I should have gotten that. But it's just like,
yep.
1 for 90, what?
I did get that, and then... The companion one, 8 down, 4 down is an example of it, and it was ratio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was sort of our math area. 52 across, chew the doors, EG. And I'm like, what? You know, and I was thinking it's something to do with acting, because they talk about actors chewing the scenery. And so I thought, well, maybe they're still hungry, and so they went after the doors. And so it's like trying to work emoting into it, but it was spoonerism.
Yes.
It should have been do the chores.
Right.
It's like, wow, that was... But I had enough letters. It's sort of like, it almost looks like spoonerism. Mm-hmm. And it was. So that was miraculous.
Yeah.
49 down. drug prescribed under the brand name Desoxin familiarly, was meth.
Right.
They prescribe meth?
I guess.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I don't know what they prescribe it for.
But. 29 down, in the middle of that tough part of the crossword, national dish of Ukraine. So I immediately went for pierogies.
Oh, that's Poland.
Oh.
Borscht.
Yeah, it was borscht.
I did get that, although I was not quite sure how it was spelled.
Oh.
That was like the only one I think I got in that whole area.
Just keep throwing in consonants until you're tired and you'll have gotten mm-hmm. to, you'll have right. spelled borscht. Mm-hmm. Little complaint in an idiom, not 29 across, was boo?
Yes.
What idiom is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, well. We'll just mm-hmm. leave that as some small mystery. 55 across, that was also for me challenging. I think that might have been where I ended up. Green-tinted cocktails. So I had it starting off APP, and I went for aperitifs.
Oh.
And that worked in quite a few of the letters. But the correct answer was appletinis.
Yes, I had the inis, so I thought, oh, it's some kind of martini.
Mm.
So I put martini in there for a very long time. So.
But what did you do with 53 down, big whoop?
Well, that one, it took me a while.
Turned out to be Olé.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was thinking raw at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And 57 across, beneath the appletinis, that is not good. And the answer was yeesh.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah, that took a while for me. I'm just looking up boo, an idiom, and there's an, you know, like, you say, do not say boo, meaning don't
oh,
say
Oh, didn't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Right. So. Hmm. 10 down was a challenge. Creatures inspired by George Lucas's dog, Wookiees.
Yeah, and how do you spell that?
Exactly, two O's and two E's.
At first, I thought it was going to be Ewoks, because, you know, they look more like dogs than Wookiees. But,
right.
But yeah, I was like, well, maybe it's Wookieans. But I'm like, oh, they don't call them Wookieans. They're Wookiees.
Yes.
So.
Just needed that extra E there.
That's right. That's right. I guess I never really noticed that there were two E's at the end of Wookiee. I wonder if everybody spells it like that.
I would imagine that Star Wars and Lucasfilms demands it. Uh-huh. Actually, I guess they're owned by Disney at this point.
Yes.
11 down, like many gift cards nowadays, emailed.
Right.
I thought that was very sad.
Yep.
I miss the physical arrival of those cards. of course, they're gift cards, so maybe that's not that great. But
they work.
And then we had 12 down was crash sites. And it was dense,
yes.
And then 14 down, we had crash sites with a question mark, and that was beds.
Right.
I went for cots first.
Oh.
Which sort of messed up that top left corner, but eventually I switched back to beds.
Very good.
I was doing a lot of switching in this crossword.
Me too.
I don't know if there's anything. Let's see.
Oh, I liked 43 down. That was a great clue. Get a running mate, elope.
Yes.
I didn't get that for a very long time.
At first, I was thinking elect.
Well, me too.
Because it was like running mate, you know, mm-hmm. without yeah. get a running mate. Why mm-hmm. why would that really be an election? Of
and
course,
then
it wouldn't.
I thought, well, maybe it's something like you run up to somebody and you run together. So I put like jog too. Yeah, like you jog to somebody, and
oh.
then you've got a running mate.
Wow.
But that didn't work at all.
Well, that first E of elope ran into 42 across fire, and I put down initially zest, but it turned out to be zeal.
Yes.
And
see, I was just trying to think of, you know, words that are used when you fire someone at work, like axe or
you
know, pink slip.
Right.
But I couldn't think of any four-letter words that meant fire or someone.
Wrong kind of fire.
Yep.
Which is exactly what the authors of this crossword, Garrett Chalfin and Andrew Kingsley, were hoping you would think.
Well, they wanted it to be a challenge, and it certainly was.
It was. Even like 48 across, popular video editing software. I may have to turn in my Apple cred card because it was iMovie.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, it's something that Adobe makes. Oh. And I couldn't remember what it is. Turns out I didn't need to. It was iMovie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so a tough crossword by Garrett Chalfin and Andrew Kingsley. We will never talk of this crossword again. And no, I thought it was fine. I mean, it was Saturday. It was supposed to be tough, but it is. Speaking of Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
That's right.
And your singing voice is slowly coming back, which
slowly
is good.
Slowly but surely.
Yes.
Still a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm. And so, listeners, Jam Katwa is where we look back at the crosswords of the week and pick out what we deemed to be the very best. And this week we picked...
Sunday.
Yay.
Sunday, April 14th. And it was by John Rippey and Jeff Chen. And so, you know, like you say, always, with if it's a Jeff Chen puzzle, it's going to be pretty good.
Yep.
And this one was very good, and it had a wonderful theme. The name of the puzzle was Savings Plan, and it was all about the Endangered Species Act and various animals that need to be saved, need to have a plan to make sure they stick around and do not go extinct.
Right.
And they showed... animals that actually, if you made them disappear, the word turned into something completely different. But there were a number of circled squares, and if you answered the puzzle correctly, those circled squares, reading them down, were the names of animals that are endangered to be going extinct. And the most interesting thing then about it was then the clue right below them was comprised of the letters that were not circled in the clue above. So it's like, for example, nine down, before game with annoying pop-ups, and that was whack-a-mole. And if you take the WHA at the beginning and the LE at the end, which were circled, you get whale. Well, some whales are endangered. And what's left is the camole, C-A-M-O. If you go to the clue directly below it, 70 down, you get after military pattern, which is camo. So there was a lot going on with this theme. Not only were there endangered species in the circled letters, but then when those species were...
Removed,
yes. You got a whole completely different word that the clue underneath it was the answer to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anyway, just a very, very clever puzzle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if either of the crossword authors, those crossword authors being again...
John Rippey and Jeff Chen.
Feel so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll have your lovely Jam Katwa certificate, hand-signed, not by machine or any of those newfangled gizmos, and some lovely Wisconsin swag heading its way towards you in no time.
Yep.
And that is it for today. Sunday's crossword's out. We're going to tackle it. Hope you will, too. And we'll be back again to talk about that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.